Good evening, listeners. This is Lawrence Reyes, and we are the PNB Governance Committee. Wednesday, December 16th, 2020. I'm going to take the role unless somebody wants to volunteer to do that.
I'll do it.
Okay. Well, I've got the list here. I've been keeping
it. I can do it. I could do it.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. KPFA, Carol Wolfley. Carol, I do not hear you. KPFK, Michael Adler. Michael Adler, I do not hear you. Elizabeth Van Gunten.
Yes, present.
Elizabeth, present. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Lawrence Reyes, present. From WBAI, William Heerwagon.
Present.
William Heerwagon, present. James Ackerton.
Here.
James Ackerton, present. Michael White.
I'm here.
Michael White, present. From KPFT, Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Dwayne Lark, present. Nancy Sidebar and I tell me that's me, I'm present. Ted Weisgall? Ted Weisgall, I do not hear you. Eileen Rosen from WPFW?
Here.
Eileen, present. Louis Wolf? Louis Wolf, I do not hear you. We have quorum.
Thank you, Nancy. How many are present, please, for the record?
Eight out of 12.
8 out of 12. Thank you, Nancy, for doing the role. Okay, so we're going to go through the draft agenda. The preliminary items are the court order, which we just did, roll call we just did, selection of Secretary Pro Temp is Nancy Sabara Navatomi. Appointment of timekeepers. Anybody want to be a timekeeper? Hey, don't jump too fast. Okay, so you're gonna leave that up to me. I'll do the best I can.
I'll do it.
Who's that?
Nancy, I'll do the time key. Is it 90 seconds for the speaker?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I need somebody to keep time for the items. Anybody willing to keep time for the items? Okay. All right. I have a second phone. So I'll keep time for the items. Everybody got the agenda that Eileen sent out, right? Does somebody want to be recognized? Okay. Did everyone get the agenda that Eileen Rosen sent out?
A lot of us are on mute until we're ready to speak, but yes, we got the agenda.
Is there anyone that didn't get it?
Hold on, let me run the meeting, please. Is there anyone that didn't get it? Okay. Seeing that no one's raising their voice as to that they didn't get it. Okay, so we have, this is the agenda for the stream. The standing items are 1, bylaw subcommittee updates and related information. Number 2 is documents and resolution organization updates. Number 3 is unfinished business. Number 1, motion regarding recording of attendance in minute meetings. Referred by the PNB. See the following page for the motion and notes. Number 2, report on convening the general managers regarding stations' communications to the public. Number 3, a motion to create a subcommittee to investigate violations of the bylaws and other actions detrimental to the foundation. Number 4 is discussion of a request for a day change from Ted Weisgall from KPFT. Number 5, Nancy Sabara Navatomi's motion on access to financials at the LSB level. Number 6, Nancy Sabara Navatomi's motion on voting methods. That's 10 minutes. Let's see. Number 7, new business. We have some members that verbally resigned, and I wanted to ask the committee if it's up to us to accept their resignation or not. And they did not provide their resignation in writing. Okay, are there any questions about the agenda?
Yes, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I sent three items. Did anybody get them?
No.
This is Beth.
Hold on.
May I?
Hold on, Beth. Hold on 1 second. Did we get that? Yeah, I saw your motions last one.
Well, it has red hearts on it. Did you see that one?
Uh-huh.
One heart, one motion. Another motion has two hearts. Another motion has three hearts. So those are just new stuff I'd like to put on the in new business if we get to them. If not, we can do next time.
Okay. Okay, so keep that in mind. Bring it up again. Beth Van Guten, I heard your voice.
Yes, thank you. I'm on the governance committee because I'm interested in this stuff, and there's no possible way I can do justice to we get all these documents within an hour or two before the meeting, and there's no way to read them, and it's frustrating. And I want to do better than that, but we need to try to get in the habit or make a rule or something about sending documents like the day before at least. So because there's so much going on right now, I seriously need at least a day to be able to take in and digest and have an opinion about anything. Is because I don't want to just glaze over it, you know. So I would appreciate it if we could establish a standard. Thank you.
Okay, that's a good idea. Let me ask a question. What documents are you talking about? Documents that were requested from the PNB secretary, or documents that were requested from the archives? What kind of documents are you talking about? Are you talking about the agenda?
You're asking me, Beth?
Yeah.
There were a couple of motions sent. The minutes were sent. My report was sent. But I was very concise, and you don't have to decide anything about it, I don't think. And I should, now that I've proposed a rule, I should follow that rule, and from henceforth I shall. There were just several things, including the agenda, but I can't read the minutes and mark them up and read new proposals and things all within an hour before that and make any kind of sense out of them. I can't do them justice, so I would
Excuse me, Mr. Chair? Mr. Chair, may I speak in relation to this?
Yes, yes, you may.
I was looking, when did we get, oh, I see. Yeah, I agree with that completely. We were sent minutes? What minutes? I'm looking.
Well, Nancy sent them just a few minutes ago. Sorry, I was late.
Well, I don't think I was on that list.
Hold on 1 second, please. Are you done, honey?
I just want to say I didn't get any minutes from Nancy.
Okay, I'll resend them.
Yeah, resend them, and why don't we put that into old business and discuss it when we get to old business? What does the committee think? And maybe we should have a chance to review them. Please put yourself on mute. The music is back.
Michael White. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I just resent them.
Okay, you just resend them. So I think Beth's point is a fair point, and I think we should hold off on improving those minutes to next month or to the next meeting. I must suggest that we have a meeting on the 30th. So that's just my intention to put that on the agenda. But go ahead. Anybody else want to discuss the agenda? Okay, so I want to put into new business a motion to have a meeting on the 30th, on December the 30th. So that's my motion for new business. Are there any discussion or any objections to that?
Lauren?
Mr. Chair, just one point. I put in these minutes for the timing of the items, but, you know, that was just my off-the-cuff judgment. You may need to change some of them. That's all.
Okay, thank you.
That's my best guess.
So, you know, you're right, Arlene. I didn't read the time for the items. So what I'll do is I'll read the time for the items to see if we have consensus or not, and for the sake of the stream as well. So let's see. We are on the item. Are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Okay, hearing none. The next item is an item for 20 minutes. This is a standing item from the committee. And this is the item that Beth Van Guten, if you want to report results of the meeting that was had, the bylaw subcommittee meeting, if you want to do that, you have 20 minutes, and we don't have to take all 20 minutes.
Okay. Yes, I'd be happy to. I don't think it'll take the full 20 minutes. The bylaws subcommittee met last week on the 10th to lay out the scope of our work, to agree on a process for reviewing and assessing both current bylaws and proposed changes, and to take on initial assignments. Our initial review will be for compliance with current law. Once compliance issues are addressed, we will review again for functionality and how well the Pacifica mission is served. Urgent, current, necessary bylaws revision proposals will be considered as they arise. I was nominated as president pro tem, and there were no objections, and so I agreed to serve. This is an aside. There has since been a suggestion that the title be revised to chair, and I don't have any problem with that. I don't know if this is the place to do that or not. If anyone has any objections to that, please let me know, and we'll take it up in the committee. I'm fine with chair. So the next subcommittee meeting will be Wednesday, January 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. Subsequent meetings are scheduled on the first Wednesday of every month at the same time via teleconference, and I've got them all posted through the coming year. If we need to change them, we can, but at least we've staked out that time. Questions, comments, concerns, and suggestions may be sent to me, may be sent to Von Gunten, V-O-N-G-U-N-T-E-N, at kpfk.org. And that's all in the report that I sent. And that's it in a nutshell. I'm happy to field questions or comments or discussion.
So I have a question.
Yes.
You were designated as convener, and the committee, the subcommittee, wants you to be the chair. Is that what I heard?
Yeah. They I was nominated as president. Someone said chair, and then someone else said president pro tem, and then that's what passed, and so I accepted it. And then today there was an email asking, couldn't we just call you chair? And I said that was fine by me. It's shorter, so it's actually I'm comfortable with that. I don't have a whatever. I'm happy to serve the function. I'm more concerned with the function than the title. So if it's okay with everybody, if there are no objections, I'll just go with chair.
Hold on. Hold on, James. So I don't think we have presidents. At some point in the bylaws, the chairperson was the PMB was called president. But I don't think that's no longer in the bylaws. Did I hear James and Tom?
No, you heard Dwayne.
Oh, Dwayne. Okay, go ahead, Dwayne. Then I heard Tom. Tom, are you on the call, Tom Wolf? Okay, I could have sworn at the time.
We don't have a time.
Lewis will.
Okay, James is here, but I wasn't asking for the floor.
Okay, Dwayne. Go ahead, Dwayne. You have the floor.
Just going to point out the same thing you pointed out, that per bylaws, we do not refer to president.
Okay.
We refer to chair.
Okay.
This is James. I am asking for the floor now.
Oh, hold on, Dwayne. Hold on, James. Are you finished, Dwayne?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Dwayne. I mean, James, you have the floor.
I just want to say, I think that might have been me at the end of that meeting, because I thought Beth had done such a wonderful job, and she was basically, by acclaim, she was being praised for what she was doing. And I think I said Beth for president as a joke, meaning what a great job she did. So I wasn't really meant as a title or anything like that.
Okay. Well, thank you for clarifying that, James.
Sorry, I didn't do it sooner.
Okay. It's okay. So, Beth, do you have anything else? Any other questions for Beth? Okay.
Can I just be chair now? That's settled?
Yeah, that's settled.
Please, yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Because we don't have presidents or vice presidents.
Good. Thank you.
Not anymore.
And thank you, James.
But if you do run for president, I will support you.
Thank you.
Number two, documents and resolutions, organization updates, 5 minutes. Who's doing that one?
That's Eileen.
Is that Nancy? Eileen, go ahead, Eileen.
No, Eileen. Yeah, just, you know, I've been still trying to work out how some of this can be done. I spoke to Jerry Paris and Mo about if we have any in-house server room to be able to post or upload a centralized documents repository. And Mo's feeling is that there's so much available on already, you know, ready to go on the internet. We might have to pay a little bit, but, you know, something like whether it's Dropbox or Google Docs or one of those other options, that we might opt for one of those instead. It would be a lot easier. It wouldn't create extra work for IT people. My next task there is to research those options and see which might be viable and their cost and things like that. The other thing is that Nancy Sorden, who is kind of an expert at indexing documents, that's what she does for a living, or at least part of it, she was helping me look at how we can classify, how we can tag or categorize the resolutions to make them easier to find, which is one of the purposes of trying to organize the resolutions. So we can say, I'm looking for something about this kind of topic. Let me be able to search for it. So that's where that's at. That's all. I'm done.
Hey, thank you, Eileen. Anyone have any questions for Eileen on documents, resolutions, organization updates?
Nancy.
Okay.
I was thinking, but I don't have any technical expertise, but I thought if we had where the motion came from and have a page for governance or programming or elections or audit, where it came from, and if it came from the PMB, but it's related to, say, governance or related to elections, then it would be in the PMB column and also maybe some asterisk or some symbol. It's also in the elections column.
We shouldn't get into those details right now. This will only be for resolutions from the PNB.
Yes, but when it has something to do
with something. Let's not discuss this here, though.
Hold on, Eileen. Let me chair the meeting. Okay, I'm the chairperson of this committee. Let me check.
Go ahead.
I'm finished.
Go ahead, Nancy.
No, I'm finished.
Okay.
Back to you.
Okay. So if you want to provide any information like that, Nancy, why don't you email Eileen and let her know what you want to, you know, provide her that input. Because I think that's very important input. It's not at this time, I don't think it's within the scope that we're trying to cover right now. Okay, now we go on to...
This is Beth. Can I comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Briefly. Regarding places for dealing with documents, I have a strong preference to keep as much in-house and on our own sites and servers as possible. Since coming onto the board, I've been asked to or expected to go open accounts with Google and all these other different third-party commercial data predators it's on my own personal privacy policy. I stay away from those people. And I would very much like, for the sake of privacy, I'd very much prefer to do things in-house, if that's possible. Thank you.
Okay, so that's additional input.
Quickly respond?
That's an email you just sent to Eileen as well.
May I quickly
anyone
respond?
Anyone else? Yeah, go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah, just I've got that noted, Beth, and I remember that actually from meetings, a number of meetings ago. You know, there may be a trade-off there. We'll have to see.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions in regards to these standing items? Okay, hearing none, we'll go to unfinished business. Number one, motion regarding recording of attendance in meeting minutes. This motion was referred by the PNB, and it was also attached by Eileen on the agenda. So are there any questions or any concerns that we want to address in regards to this motion?
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I find this kind of unnecessary, except in one particular case. If you've got somebody that makes roll call and then splits and has a habit of doing it a lot, I think the person who can see who is coming in at what time and is splitting and can write down these things, and is there some kind of evidence in the is there some evidence other than the secretary's word that they saw this? Because we have this in our LSBs too. We have somebody just makes a roll call and then leaves. Now, he's not there and not doing any committee work either. And I think if we have people like this, they're just kind of losers. It'd be nice if we had some evidence of that, and we could use that to say, you want to resign? That's all.
Okay.
But it doesn't have to
Let
be
me
in a
read.
Minute. But
go ahead, Nancy. You finished?
No,
Let
I'm
me
finished.
Read the motion for the edification of the stream. Motion regarding recording of attendance and meeting minutes referred by the PNB. In the PNB meeting of October the 1st, 2020, the following motion passed. I move that only the terms absent or present be reported on the PNB minutes by the secretary. A member is considered present if they attend any part of the PNB meeting by Dwayne Lart. And then it says notes. This issue was taken up again at the PNB meeting of November the 5th, 2020, and this matter was referred to the Governance Committee. The PNB Secretary sent an email to the Governance Committee members on November 18th that gave examples of PNB meeting minutes that showed late arrivals, and B, links to advice and recommendations from assorted nonprofit legal websites. It is not mentioned anywhere in Pacifica bylaws, Robert's Rules of Order, or the California Corporation Code where the meeting minutes should include when a member arrives or departs. So you could address this in two ways, I believe. You could codify the motion, and you could agree that there is no mechanism in the bylaws the supplement to the bylaws, which is Robin Zusa Border, or the corporation or California Corporation Code that we are registered with as a nonprofit. And you could agree with the notes, or you could agree with the last sentence and report to the PNB that that's what we agree with. What all you want to do in regards to this matter? Because we do need to report back to the PNB by the next meeting. This motion was postponed at this committee meeting to this meeting. So, what say you all?
Beth.
Go ahead,
Hello?
Beth. Yeah.
Thank you. I agree with the concerns that were raised earlier about many multiple members checking in, it's easier now that it's all Zoomed. They're calling in long enough to get their name on the list and then checking out. We're having a lot of that going on. And it's not random. It tends to be the same people again and again. And there's a pattern that they're not the ones taking on the committee work. Or they'll call in just long enough to vote and skip the entire discussion. And I think there's a problem with that. And I think that when it comes time for the next election, that listener members deserve to have that information to be guided by. I wouldn't want to vote for somebody who behaved that way, and there's no way to know without the record. I think now that we have teleconferencing technology, if it's not possible already, I'll bet it will be soon, because I think this is an issue for many, many organizations. So I would like to see overall time recorded when they come, when they go. I may have to leave early today because I've got to chair the governance committee for KPFK. That's as it is. You can record that. But I do think it, we shouldn't just shine it on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I just want to remind everyone that this motion was referred. It was referred because Dwayne Lark, a director from KPFT, made a motion that a member is considered present if they attend any part of a PNB meeting. And then I'm a little concerned about the notion that Beth brings out, because I believe that requires a bylaws amendment, because it's not in the bylaws and it's not in Robinson's Water or the California Corporation Code in regards to meeting minutes. So I think that's something we need to consider as well.
Dwayne, to that.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Eileen, after that.
I think
go ahead, after Dwayne.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay. I think clearly your point should be well taken. One thing about what I don't like, what I think, what my opinion is, and I don't think that's fair. And we all have them. But when you start talking about continuity of action and consistency, and then you begin to talk about how do you document properly, fairly, appropriately, and then your minutes start to become narratives instead of what I've understood minutes to be in most organizations, which is action taken. Action taken by the board. Action taken by the body. Votes. The way the votes occurred. The results of the vote. Insignificant behavior that was brought out and discussed and may be dealt with. And all the rest of the stuff folks like to try to note about when someone came in, when someone left, that's not consistent with what 55 years in my case of observing meetings. Now, you can do that if you want to do that, but I think the chair makes the point. If you're going to do it, if you insist on doing it, you need to change the bylaws, because the bylaws does not address it, and nor does Robert Rules address it. So I think we ought to be careful, because I hear too often what I think, what I want, and what I don't think is fair. And it ought not be about I. It ought not be about me. It ought not be about what I want. It ought to be about what's consistent with the bylaws. And if it's not consistent with the bylaws, then you ought not think you have liberty to do it until you change the bylaws. Further, the whole purpose for me bringing this motion forward is, out of the years I have read Pacifica's minutes, and out of the years I've been on the local station board, and notwithstanding the fact we all kind of do things our way at our station level, no basic continuity or no specific rules to abide by with respect to what and how we conduct our meetings at the local level. I'll accept that. But at the national level, I have not seen anyone but Grace Aaron choose to be like a school teacher. It's going to determine for perpetuity, this person came in the meeting 20 minutes after it started. This person left the meeting 30 minutes before the meeting was over. And guess what? You won't be able to cite that appropriately anyway in an official capacity in an election unless you have access to all the voters and they're listening to you and you can cite each person that you feel that took advantage of this non-rule, if you will. But as far as how it affects people's opinion about who they vote for, if that was the case, people wouldn't vote for folks in the first place based on their lack of commitment. I got several folks on the national board that represent KPFT, not even on one committee. But they will send them up again next year, so you're not going to that with any rule like this, because that's their buddy. And the way the Pacifica membership votes, and that's the way the national people vote, as far as I'm concerned, who would vote for Donald Trump and his cronies. That's who they want to vote for, and that's who they identify with, wrong or indifferent. But the reason I brought this motion forward is because I believe it's a disrespect for all of us who volunteer our time. And some don't have much of a life. So Pacifica is all that they do. Many of us are donating our time to Pacifica, and we're donating our time to our local communities. We're donating our time to our church. Notwithstanding the fact, some of us have businesses. And the reason we join this board and at the local boards, we want to offer our business expertise to this foundation, to this organization, because we believe in the mission. But to say to me and anyone else that, okay, I'm going to try to embarrass you because we're going to show you come in late all the time. Well, I have a business. The fact that if I'm on every committee, say two, that ought to demonstrate just the opposite of what one of the members wanted to point out. But I've got three other board members that represent KPFT that is on one or two committees. So I believe it's only important to note if a person arrived at a meeting, to know who perhaps were at the meeting for a quorum to be called, and perhaps if it is a roll call vote has been requested, then all of that comports with Robert's Rules of Order and Order of Decorum. The rest of this note-taking business, for the purpose of pointing out who was late, who didn't show up, who left, you're going in the weeds.
Okay. So that was, we have Nancy, are you the timekeeper? I need you to keep the time.
Yes, I forgot to do it. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, please don't forget.
Okay. So I'm going to give, hold on. It's okay. I'm going to give Eileen equal time because I think Dwayne went on for about 3 minutes. So Eileen, you have 3 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, I made a few notes. How minutes are to be taken is not well defined in any guidance that we can say this is it. We have practices in Pacifica looking at the P&B minutes. Sometimes it has been noted when people were late. Sometimes it's not. That was in that email that we forwarded from Grace, or that Grace sent to all of us, and she showed examples of where people being late was noted, just to say that it's not like it's never been done. My own research in how to take minutes has shown a wide range, and any of you could just go, you know, Google nonprofit meeting minutes, and you'll see what I mean. You know, some go into include discussions, some don't, some only include motions, like Duane was saying, just what was done. The issue about it is that a couple of things. If there's a vote by acclamation, then you don't know who has and hasn't voted, because if you don't know who is and isn't present in the meeting at the time. So that's one reason to note if somebody has what time they arrived, if they were late or if they left early. The point is not to embarrass people. You know, nobody really, I think, is going to look through these notes, you know, 100 years from now. Nobody cares about that so much. It's more, there are some people who routinely turn up late, and if they have a reason, like, you know, they had to stay and work or whatever, that is fine. But some people, I don't know, we've all been in meetings where some people routinely turn up late and we don't know why, and it feels like, feels a little disrespectful. Sometimes it holds up making quorum, so it would be real nice if people didn't turn up late for, you know, no good reason. Those are just some of the, you know, there are pros and cons to this. That's, you know, and I see both sides myself.
This is James.
And that's just some inputs I wanted to give.
Okay, are you done, honey?
I think I'm done for the moment.
Okay, so we need to extend time because, as you heard, the alarm clock went off. Do we want to extend time on this item?
I move to extend 5 minutes.
Okay, no second needed in committee. Are there any objections? Okay, we are extended for 5 minutes. I heard James, and then I'd like to put myself on the stack. James, you have the floor.
Thank you, Lawrence. And I just want to say I heard that alarm clock. That's very effective. I might even abstain on this vote because I think to a certain extent, this is much ado about not too much. However, I do have one concern, and that's in the area of liability. And somebody can correct me or inform me. I remember that we passed a resolution authorizing the IED to go ahead and obtain director's insurance for those of us who are directors. And I don't know if it actually happened or not. I don't recall ever being notified that it happened. So if somebody could fill me in on that, I would appreciate it. But we are in a litigious environment. We have multiple suits and potential suits. We have one going on at the moment. We have other potential suits. We've had a history of numerous lawsuits back and forth. And this one concern I have is whether or not we may be liable somehow for some vote that we take. And I guess if it was going to be liability in our individual capacity, it would be important to know whether or not a person was there or not so that they could defend themselves in such a situation, or if they were being sued not as individuals but as the group, I guess it doesn't matter so much because then you're suing the organization, not the individual. And again, if you're being sued in your individual capacity, it may be that you're director's insurance wouldn't cover you anyway because you're doing something that would not be appropriate. So I'm just not clear on all of that. So again, I might abstain on this vote, but I'm just curious if anybody has any information about any of all of that. Thank you.
Thank you, James. I have some information. For what I recall, Lydia did purchase, the IED did purchase director's insurance. So From what I recall, my memory is, it could be like an elephant and it could be like a giraffe. In any event, so I'd like to say something in regards to this. I have a problem with referring to how other nonprofits operate. We are a very unique nonprofit. We are a very unique organization. And so I sort of hesitate on referring to other nonprofits because other nonprofits, I belong on two other boards that are nonprofits, and they do not function like we do. They do not have the kind of democracy, the kind of hybrid democracy that we have. So I just want to remind everybody of that. And then I also want to just remind everybody that we have no recourse in the bylaws, Robert Rules of Order, or even the California Corporation Code. And I know what Eileen's saying, that there has been some things practiced. And I know at KPFK we have an individual that shows up, asks for the stack, speaks, and then leaves. So, and I'm not going to say any names. So that kind of thing does happen. But if we really want to leave a legacy behind, so to speak, and we want to rectify this type of behavior, and it has to be done through a bylaws amendment. That's the only way I see it. Now I could be wrong, but as the motion reads, we have no recourse, no reference point to fall back on the Pacifica bylaws, Robert's Rules of Order, or the California Corporation Code. And the second part of that motion, the first part, is that I move that only the terms absent and present be reported on the PNB minutes by the secretary. And members consider present if they attend any part of the PNB meeting. And that was what was referred to us with the additional notes that's in the motion that were also added on November 5th when the PNB referred this motion to the committee. So does anyone else have anything to say? There's a minute and 20 seconds left.
This is Beth. I'd like to speak.
Go ahead, Beth. You have a minute and 10 seconds now.
Thank you. First, I don't consider it an act of judgment. I think it's basic accountability. And what people, their opinions about it are up to themselves. But we need, I believe that there are times when we do need a record of it. And it's just basic accountability to each other. I think there's nothing in the bylaws or Robert's Rules or California Corporation Code that forbids it. It may not be addressed, but it's not forbidden. It's not required, but it's not forbidden. And I think my ideal would be to leave it in that form so that when it seems appropriate, we have that choice without getting to be sticklers about requiring it in context when it's not necessary. It leaves us flexibility and some discretion. I want to address the issue of liability. That's a significant issue, and I don't know if there's time to explain that now that there's a record.
No, there's no time. There's only...
Okay.
Time is over, Beth. I'm sorry. You could finish your thought, but the time's over. Go ahead. Beth, you can finish your thought.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I think we lost Beth. That's why I wanted to stay on my phone. In any event, if there's any citations in any of these three supplements that we use to run our board meetings, then people should provide that citation.
I'm back. Sorry.
Okay, good, because I want you to hear this. If there is any citation that says it does not prohibit it, then I would like that citation, whether it's from the bylaws, Robert's Rules of Order, or the California Corporation Code. But at this point, we've had this motion for 2 months, and what I'd like to do is call for a vote. Nancy Sabatoni Namatomi, can you please take the roll?
Okay. So,
could you read the motion first?
I can read it again. Okay. Motion regarding recording of attendance and meeting minutes referred by the PMB. In the PMB meeting of October the 1st, 2020, the following motion was passed. I move that only the terms absent or present be reported on the PMB minutes by the secretary. A member is considered present if they attend any part of the PMB meeting by Director Lark from KPFT. Then the notes say the issue was taken up again at the PMB meeting of November the 5th, and this matter was referred to the Governance Committee. The PMB secretary sent an email to committee members on November 18th, gave example of PMB minutes that showed late arrivals or links to advice and recommendations from assorted nonprofit legal websites. It is not mentioned anywhere in the Pacifica bylaws, Robert's Rules of Order, or the California Corporation Code what a meeting minutes should include when a member arrives or departs. So that's what's on the floor. Nancy, please take the roll.
So a vote of yes means absent or present only. A vote of no means you want the time of entrance and exit. Okay?
I don't think so. A vote yes, you're codifying the motion that was made by Mr. Lart. A vote no is that you're agreeing with the information that the secretary of the PMB sent. Okay, so yes is to codify Dwayne Lott's motion, and no is to reject it.
Okay? So yes means right, absent or present only.
No,
right?
No, just the motion. We're voting on the motion. If you vote yes, you agree with Dwayne Lott's motion. If you vote no, it means that the secretary has the discretion essentially to either, as she said, to mark somebody absent or late. So there's no yes or no. The no is that you do not agree with Mr. Lott's motion. The yes is that you agree to what the secretary's practice is. Okay?
Oh, it's mixed up now. Wait a minute.
Take the roll.
A yes means that Dwayne Lark's premise of absent or present only, right?
Nancy.
May I try, Lauren? Dwayne.
Hold on. No, please, wait. No is not to support Dwayne's motion, period. A yes to support Dwayne's motion. Was that what you were going to say, Beth?
Close. Dwayne is proposing a new rule. If you agree with that new rule, then that's a yes. If you don't want to make a new rule and you want to leave it up to the discretion of the secretary, then that's a no.
Okay, I can live with that. Please take the roll. Nancy,
okay, Carol Wolfley.
Well, I think that's a misrepresentation of my motion, Mr. Chair.
Okay, state your correction.
First off, she suggests or indicates that it's a new rule. The fact of the matter is, it is clarifying behavior and subjugation of secretaries, which I don't think is proper and in order with any organization to give the levity of this secretary in 2020 and another secretary in 2022 and another in 2024 to do what the hell they want to do. Yes, my motion is stating this emphatically is the way this process is to operate. We're clarifying and not giving loose authority to who's ever the secretary.
Okay, thank you. Please take the roll, Secretary Pro Tem Nancy from KPFT.
Okay. I hope everybody is clear. It's your responsibility, Lawrence. Okay, Carol Wolfley, how do you vote? I do not hear your answer. Michael Adler, how do you vote? I don't think he's here. They're not here. Elizabeth Van Gutten?
No.
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 Okay. Up to the secretary. Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Give me last, please. Always the
table's
last.
I'm sorry. William Heerwagen, how do you vote?
Pass.
William? Pass. Okay. James Sagerton, how do you vote? James, are you muted?
Yes, I was. Sorry. Pass.
Pass. Okay. Michael White, how do you vote?
Pass.
Pass. Okay. Dwayne Lark, how do you vote?
I vote yes for clarity.
Yes for clarity. Okay. Nancy votes yes. Ted Wisco, how do you vote? I don't think he's here. Okay. Eileen Rosen, how do you vote?
I vote no.
Right, no. Okay. Eileen votes no. Lewis Wolf, I don't think he's here. Okay. I'm going to go back. William Heerwagen, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. William abstains. James Sagerton.
Yeah, I'm going to abstain as well.
Okay. James abstain. Michael White.
Abstain.
Michael White abstains. Okay. Lawrence, how do you vote? Oh, let me get the tally. We've got two no's and two yeses and one, two, three abstentions.
Okay, I'll vote yes.
Okay, so the yes wins. We have three yes, and we have two no, and we have three abstentions.
Okay, thank you, Secretary Pro Tem. We'll go on to the next agenda item. That motion passes. In regards to number two, is we report on convening the general managers regarding station communications to the public. I was reminded by Eileen. This is a 5-minute item. I was reminded by Eileen this morning. I totally forgot because I got a lot on my plate, which I won't have on my plate next year, that I was supposed to communicate with the IED to sort of see what GMs, to invite the GMs to the governance committee. I will do that, and I will make sure probably by tomorrow or Friday that I talk to the IED about inviting the people, the GMs, to the governance committee to talk to us about how the stations communicate to the listeners. This is part of William's motion, William Heerwagen's motion from BAI, and we're trying to get some input in regards to how the stations communicate to the public. Are there any concerns,
Nancy,
or any comments?
I need to excuse myself. I have to leave now. This is Beth. I've got another meeting to chair at 7. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'll be back
next
time.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'd like to apologize. The minutes are late. I mean, you got them just a few minutes ago. And on there, it says an action item for Lawrence to ask the IED to ask the GMs on their Wednesday calls for input on this. So
right.
It's partly my lateness causing this.
That's
that's
accurate, Nancy. And no need to apologize for the minutes. You did the best you can. You are volunteer.
So we're not inviting them to our meeting. What we decided at the last month's meeting was that you would ask IED to get input from the general manager when she talks to them on the Wednesday meetings, and she could get back to us. Okay, so we can talk about this on the next meeting.
Okay, got it, Nancy. Please wait till you're recognized. But I got it. Thank you so much. Excellent points. So are there any other questions on two? Okay, hearing none.
Yes. I didn't understand things the way Nancy just said them. I could be wrong, but I thought we wanted to speak to general managers directly, not not get the IED's translation of what GM said. I don't think that was correct. You were going to ask the IED to coordinate a meeting, something to that effect.
Right.
That's what I remember. So I don't think Beth's version is quite correct.
Okay. Nancy.
I will check
the recording again and send the minute, the timing of this comment so we can all understand it.
Thank you so much for your vigilance on that. Are there any other questions on two? We have a minute left. Okay, hearing none. Motion number three, motion to create a subcommittee to investigate violations of the bylaws and other actions detrimental to the foundation. I like to speak to that. I believe this is a concern that we need to take up, and I would ask a member to recommend referring this to the December the 30th meeting. Is there a member that would like to refer this to the December 30th meeting?
Nancy, I would like to be a member of this subcommittee. I volunteer.
Oh, no, but Nancy, we're not there yet. We haven't even created the committee yet. I'm just asking for a motion to refer this number three to the December the 30th meeting.
Dwayne Lark,
I move to defer.
Thank you. To the December 30th meeting, right?